suppose you were going to move to a new house. I mean, you weren't really sure yet. You were still just considering it. Suppose I said to you, well, have you thought a lot about this? And you'd say, yes, I've been
thinking.
Would you say the whole thing for me?
I have been thinking about it.
How much schooling did you have?
I went through 2 classes in high school. I think I was through the 2nd class, but not the 3rd and 4th. My mother was an invalid for 18 years.
Took care of her, huh? Still, isn't that a lot of schooling for a girl back when you went to school?
Oh,
was it 2 years?
Yes. I guess it was. They didn't many graduate. Maybe it'd be 6 or 8. I think there were 6 or 8 in my class who graduated.
How big was Upper Sandusky back then?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Pretty little, I bet, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't as large as it is now.
No, I guess not. Was the high school where it is now?
When I was in the 3rd grade, we moved to the new high school.
Oh, really?
I started to school in the building that stood, you know where Dr. Noss's home is down on the hill?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the schoolhouse there.
Hi.
And what is this that you live in? What do you call this building?
This building?
Uh-huh.
House?
Uh-huh. I know, it sounds so stupid. And how would you say 2 of these? You say 2 what? What you
dwelling?
Just the plural of houses.
Huh?
Just the plural of house. You'd say
house
or 2?
2 houses.
And if you lived on a farm and you had a big building where you kept the houses and you kept cows and all that sort of thing?
We always called it a barn. Or a stable, some called it that. I think barn was the most common name.
And can you tell me all the different things that you use a barn for?
Keep horses, cattle in at night. Kept their buggies in the barn. My father did, I know. Mm-hmm. And feed, of course, for the horses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call the building where you'd store corn?
Corn crib.
And what about a same kind of a building, or maybe it would be part of another building where you'd store grain? Would you call that anything?
Granary, I think.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a barn, do you have a name for that?
Haymow.
Could it ever be used for anything besides hay? Or would it always be a haymow?
Well, I really don't. No, I wasn't raised on the farm. I don't know what they did for them.
I wasn't raised on a farm either.
So I wouldn't know.
All right. And a big pile of hay out in the field would be a what? Big pile.
Haystack.
And do you know if there's a word for it when it's just a little pile of hay?